This is really fun. I'm not sure if we've ever had this happen before. Probably in 33 years, it's happened at one time or another that it's just escaping me. But you're going to hear the mommy of the little boy who just played. Sorry, Jordan. I just couldn't resist. But you're going to hear Jordan's mom play after Jordan and his band, Lightning Box, played in the previous hour. You're going to hear Liz Berlin play, and Jordan's going to sing some harmony, and I can't wait to hear it because they both have great voices. We'll talk with Liz about what she's been up to lately and sort of compare notes. It's been a while since we've seen each other, but let's welcome her to the Saturday Light Brigade. Here's Liz Berlin.
I don't want you evermore looking down on me. You are too late just to see what you came to see. I have blossomed to be higher than the tallest tree. I have lightened, floating higher than the air around me. And I have won in my mind. I can see all the time, all the pretty things all around and inside of me. Now to see me, you have to see all of me. Might be more than you expect or you want to see, but it's me now, all my splendor pouring over streams of fire all around and inside of me, 'cause I have one in my mind. I can see
Liz Berlin at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was that song called?
That song is called Pretty Things.
And it's yours, I gather.
Yes, it is.
It's good to see you. It's been a long time. I can't remember how long it's
been. Much too long.
What have you been up to over the last couple years
or so? Oh, so much. First and foremost, raising my child to the point where he is now taller than me, which is, I must say, on behalf of all parents, is completely unfair.
That's why they call it raising him. He is taller, but that hair is, and I don't mean the length, the color is amazing. I mean, you guys both have this dark brown, black, I guess, you call it black?
Yeah, dark brown.
I mean, dark brown, black, but it's amazing. I mean, I think you could Photoshop your hair onto your son's hair and your son's hair onto your hair. And you would look just the same.
It actually, if I ever go bald, I can have him make a wig for me.
Yeah, now that I look at you side by side, it's actually amazing in all respects. Your face is similar. It must have been so much fun to hear your son play in the last hour.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah. It's really wonderful.
So you, any new projects musically happening for you?
Yeah.
Because raising a son is a full-time job.
Yes, it is. But I have a wonderful partner in that process, his father, Mike Speranzo. So it's a team effort. And, you know, other than that, I'm still touring with Rusted Root. We're just about to record a brand new album. And also my husband and I have a new band called The Drowning Clowns, which is really, really fun.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked you or Jen or anybody this. Did the Rusted Root phenomenon kind of just knock you out? I mean, that had to be just an amazing, or not that I don't mean to talk in the past tense, but that, we all know how good a lot of people are that never make it to the international spotlight. You guys got in. But that has to be just, I'm getting chills just asking you the question. how do you process that? Or have you?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't completely still. I mean, I feel that we've been truly blessed by something, by some kind of power to, you know, because there are so many talented people that never make it to the point where we did. And so, we just feel really blessed. You know, I've been making a living at being a musician for 20 years now, which is really, really rare. You know, even for some of the biggest names that have more hits on the radio than we have, they still haven't been able to maintain touring and have people come to their shows. And so our fan base has just been really loyal and supportive of us through all this time. And so,
When did Rusted Root start? Gosh, it's been, has it been 15 years? No.
20.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm dating myself, but you can all keep a secret.
No, that's okay. I can't believe it.
We started in about 90 was when we sort of solidified the band lineup and put out our first independent album, Cruel Son, in 1992, and then put out our first major label release, When I Woke, in 94 or 95, I believe.
And I'm glad, that it seemed to resonate with you with how do you process it. There's a lot of things. I feel very blessed, too, just doing what we're doing here. And there are certain days or even hours where so many incredible things happen, and it's like I don't know where to store it. I don't know how to capture it.
I know.
You know, I don't think the answer is, you know, a camera or a recorder. It's like how do you manage to put it in context of everything else? But but I'm glad. Let's you know jump to the present and to the future. I'm glad you're here. Your voice sounds great.
Thank you.
It was fun to hear the two of you singing together. Well, I want to talk more about how folks can hear you and purchase the new project. But what would you like to do next?
Well, next I'm going to play another song off of my solo album. That first one was, and this next one are both from my solo album, which is called Autobiographical. And this song is called Ask. And I call this my personal declaration of independence.
If you're just tuning in, this is Liz Berlin.
I can't believe
places, go your own way. Won't you come and slap me and tell me that I'm chicken? Yeah, come and rock my boat. You know I really need to take a swim. Who am I talking to? I must be talking to myself, 'cause this is not your focus.
Liz Berlin at the Saturday Light Brigade, accompanied by her son, Jordan. It's really fun to watch the two of you together. Oh, it's a kick.
This is actually a first. This is the first time that Jordan's ever sang with me live.
Yeah. I'm honored.
Yeah, so am I. I've been trying to get this to happen for years. 15, to be exact. 15 years.
How old are you, Jordan?
I'm 15.
Yeah. It's half past 11. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. Liz Berlin is here with her son. Live performances on SLB are made possible with support from the Pennsylvania Council for the Arts, administered locally here in Pittsburgh by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. The Pennsylvania Council on the Arts is a state agency funded by Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and the National Endowments for the Arts, a federal agency. Good morning, Girl Scouts. We got a lot of Girl Scouts out there watching you, too. You can, in a little bit, we can have you come in and say hello on the radio if you want, but you can also check out Liz Berlin. And, you know, Jordan is about to be, you know, an idol, probably, so you can say hello. I'm sorry, Jordan, I shouldn't be teasing you, but come on in.
Don't
and
jinx it.
Don't jinx it. Oh, God, it's got to, I'll lay off of this, but it's just got to be such a kick to have such a good relationship with your son.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's just, he said that Lightning Box formed at our real life band camp at Mr. Small's. And so for the first year after they formed, They didn't have a bass player or a drummer, so I was the bass player, and the drummer from Rusted Root was the drummer, and so we developed a lot of the earlier songs during that period, and that was really fun.
Yeah,
it
really.
It was affectionately known as the percussion section of Rusted Root and Two Little Kids.
Yeah, but then eventually I had to replace myself because you can only have your mom in your band for so long.
Yeah, the Rootettes. Yeah, you got this like Shirley Partridge thing going on here. We're going to be careful about that. Listen, you've got CDs of it. Now, there's a new one, right? The one you and your husband have done?
Well, the new band, Drowning Clowns, we have a CD in the works, and okay. We're hoping to have that out within the next couple of months.
And are you playing out much?
Yeah, we just played a show for Halloween weekend at Mr. Small's Theater, and we're going to be booking another one soon. I don't know the date yet, but...
Oh, here's somebody who wants to ask you some questions. Come on in. It would help if I actually turned my head every now and then. Your name's Lauren, right? You'll have to just talk into this microphone sort of at the distance I am. We have to get close, but it's good. The people will hear you. How old are you?
12.
And go ahead. You could just... ask your question.
What made you start singing?
What made me start singing? Well, my parents were classical singers, and when we moved here to Pittsburgh, they were in the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, and there was no children's choir at that time, so my parents were instrumental in forming the what is now known as the Children's Festival Chorus, and so that my sister and I would have a children's choir to sing in. And so that was probably my first professional singing, semi-professional singing. But really, I've been singing since I was a baby because we've been a pretty musical family.
When did you learn how to play guitar?
Oh, I learned how to play the guitar, I think when I was about 15, about Jordan's age, actually, that I found a Spanish guitar that my dad had brought back from Spain, and I just fell in love with it, and I would just sort of sit in my living room with my head against the body of the guitar and learn how to finger pick and just feel all of the vibrations of the instrument flowing through my brain, and it was just kind of mesmerizing. And I loved it so much that my dad, when I was 16, bought me my first acoustic guitar.
When did you, like, start playing guitar professionally?
Well, I started actually pretty soon after that, started writing songs and playing open stages when I was 16 and 17. And then when I was, I'd say 18 or 19 was when I started playing with Michael from Rusted Root and forming sort of the beginnings of what would become Rusted Root. And then when I was about 20 is when we really started playing shows at clubs and actually making some money from it.
So you're like a quick learner?
I wouldn't say quick because I don't think that any learning is quick, but I think dedicated is more. I just completely fell in love with the instrument and just was kind of obsessed with it. Yeah.
Lauren, do you play an instrument?
I used to play trumpet and violin.
And it sounds like you like music, do you?
I'm in chorus.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? Do you want to say hello to anybody while you're being heard in four states and all over the world on the internet?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And Girl Scouts are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Excellent. What's your troop number, by the way? Oh, if you don't know it off by heart, that's okay. Oh, here you're getting code 1-1-1.
2-1-1-2.
2-1-1-2. And what community are you guys from? Where do you go to school?
At Level Trafford Middle School.
Okay, Trafford, Level Green, sort of that area.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for coming in. And if anybody else wants to come in, we'll have time to do that after the next song. I'm glad to see that Jordan is up. It looks like you're going to sing together again.
Yeah.
And I've never heard the song Together Again. No, I'm sorry.
I have to write that one.
Yeah. I'm sure it's there somewhere. What would you like to do next?
This is another song from my album. This is a song, one of the few songs that I've written that actually ended up becoming a Rusted Root song.
Oh.
And it is a song that I wrote for my husband, Mike, when he was busy, really, really busy, too busy, building our businesses, which is Mr. Small's recording studio and theater. And he was also at the same time trying to be in a band called Crisis Car and also trying to raise a baby with me. And it was just crazy. And he was really overwhelmed. And so one night I just made him go to practice and wrote this song for him about 5 minutes, within the 5 minutes after he left. This is called Too Much, and it was on the self-titled Rusted Root album.
Getting better and better. Not that it started so bad. It's I kind of like this. It's Liz and Jordan. LJJL. Something Lizden or I don't know. You're gonna have to come up with a name for this duo here.
I think we might have to come up with a name, Jordan.
You know, it's
what do you think? If anybody out there has ideas for a name for Jordan, my band with my son, let me know.
The Generations. This is when my been up since four. Oh, so go ahead, say that. So
The Generations is the name of my Temptations cover band.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh,
it's a reoccurring joke that's based off of this band. That it's actually like a little comedy duo. And they have all sorts of these jokes, like whenever something comes up in conversation, they say, like, that's the name of my blank cover band.
I like it.
Pretty funny joke.
Actually, I like it. A very funny joke is the name of my Monkees cover band. Is that the way you play?
That's good.
That's good is the name of my Rusted Root cover band.
See, he's getting the hang of it.
Getting the hang of it is the day. I'll stop. But the secret, the secret to comedy is, it is hard. It is a good premise. We'll keep you going. You could actually try to feed. I like this. I could try to feed something to you because you couldn't just let it be.
Let It Be is my Beatles cover band?
Yeah, you see, it's a game. I like it. I should stop now. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. This is live. It's homemade and handcrafted. And today we have Liz Berlin and her son, Jordan Speranza, and they're playing together and singing together. And I think there's a couple more songs. Now, we don't have any more questioners. Anybody have any questions for these guys? We're okay. I don't think we have any Girl Scout questioners, just sort of looking. Do you want to do one or two more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love to.
Well, let's have you do that. What's next?
This is a special request. It's another song for my album. Oh no! I'm the one with my with my phone not on vibrate.
This just in.
It's my fault.
That's okay.
Anyway, this song is from my album again, and it's called Monster. And the whole idea of this song is about, you know, as we go through life, we all have things that happen to us that are scary or that make us sad. And those things can kind of end up being like monsters in your closet. If you're not careful, you'll get a whole closet full of them. And this is kind of about embracing them and knowing that they're sort of just, they're not there to scare you, but they're there to protect you and to help you live a better life. And so this song is called Monster, and it's about me embracing my own monsters.
Liz Berlin.
In a book, next chapter please, I could be the characters, I could hold the keys, the sun don't shine in this here chapter, this chapter takes place in the middle of the night with no sun to shine, I'm gonna take this book and rewrite it my change the colors and all of the rhymes. I'm gonna take it with me on vacation. I'm gonna change the times and places till I'm satisfied, 'cause my mind here won't save your soul. Well, it's trapped here. Comfortable. They really love me, won't leave me alone.
I'm gonna take this book and rewrite it my way. I'm gonna change the colors and all of the rhymes. Gonna take it with me on vacation. Gonna change the times and places till I'm satisfied, 'cause my mind here won't sing a song while it's trapped here in this voice and some mind, yeah, to save your soul. My mind won't save your soul, save some mind. No, save some mind. So don't look to me like I'm the one to see. Oh no, 'cause I'm on my own trip. Like, hopefully you are too. I can't answer for you on what you need. 'Cause when I
Liz Berlin, along with Son Jordan. And there's some more scouts that want to ask questions of one or both of you. So
I used to be a Girl Scout.
Well, that's... Hang on.
Cool.
Say that again.
I just started last November.
And congratulations. What's your name?
Victoria.
And how old are you?
11.
And ask away.
What's your favorite album?
Oh, my gosh. That's a really big question. I have so many favorite albums.
What's your first album?
My first favorite album was probably that's a tough one too. Probably a Janis Joplin album, I think.
I don't think I ever heard of her before.
She's really awesome. She's a very good inspiration for female rocking female vocals.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your turn. Thanks, Lauren. Who's next? Oh, no, wait, not Lauren. What's your name again?
Victoria.
Sorry,
Victoria.
Victoria.
Thanks, Victoria.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Haley. I'm 12 years old. And what was your favorite song?
My favorite song. I have so many of those, too. I think my favorite song right now is called What Are You Running From by Lightning Box.
Do you remember the first single you bought?
The first single I bought was probably Purple Rain by Prince.
Huh, really?
Yeah, and it came on a little 45 vinyl that was like purple vinyl. It was awesome. I think I might even still have it somewhere.
Mine was Tom Jones.
Nice.
And I think it was It's Not Unusual. I can't believe I can't remember it. It was on the Parrot label.
Nice.
But I remember it really well. Pretty sure that's what it was. Thanks. Any other questions, Haley? There's another one.
I have one more.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist.
Aside from
besides Lightning Box.
Anybody you're related to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one I'm related to. My favorite artist right now? My favorite artist now?
That's
is
a tough
probably,
question.
That's a good question, too. I really love this band called Muse.
Who's your favorite artist?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is awesome.
There's no reason to, yeah. Don't, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Very talented guy.
Yes.
And can I say a quick shout out?
Of course.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to my baby cousin Emily Blaze.
How old is she?
She's turning 2.
How nice. Very good. Either of you want to say a shout out at all to anybody?
To my mom and my dad and my grandma, and I love you.
Hi to everyone I know.
Cool. And our troop number is 211. Wait, 211112.
Got it.
No 2.
Lots of 1s. They should come up with like little patches with your number on them that you could have on uniforms or something.
It's 2 and 4 1s.
That's 2 and 4 1s. Got it. Did you want to say anything too? Oh, you're just here for the experience.
She's shy in the corner.
Okay. What's her name? Okay. If anybody else wants to say hello, this is the time to do it. So come on in and do that. Everyone's coming in. They're all coming in.
Awesome.
And then we'll close up with a final song.
Come around this way, guys.
They're storming the castle.
Can I give a shout out?
Of course.
I can?
Of course.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to my niece, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. I love you.
Ain't life a Brooke.
Everybody here says hi, all of Lightning Box. And
do you know the song?
Brooke.
Do you know the song, Ain't Life a Brooke? It's a great song. Actually a really pretty song. Written, oh, gosh. I know who wrote it, and I can't think of who wrote it. It'll come to me. Ain't life a Brooke. Ricky, look that up for me. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. I'll tell you what, while we do this, why don't you let us know if you want to say hello to anybody and how old you are, and then you can ask a question if you have one.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you to my mom and dad for letting me join Girl Scouts. I really like it. And I wanted to know, what is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show? Oh, that's a tough one because I have so many. I really like the whole Battlestar Galactica series.
Woo!
I like sci-fi a lot.
Me too.
And Jordan does too.
Oh, and I'm 12.
Cool.
Excellent. Okay, who's next? By the way, how old are you? You're 12. Oh, you've got your uniform on. It's all those 1s. Excellent. 2 followed by 4 1s. Hi.
Hi. My name's Nicole, and I'm 13. And Peyton.
And I'm Peyton, and I'm 13.
And we want to say happy birthday to our friend Allison. Sorry.
Yeah, she's actually in with us right now. But
hi, Allison.
Happy birthday. Yay. And I don't know. I don't have a question.
Anything else? Okay. What's nice to talk to you? And we'll see who's next.
Hi, my name's Kate.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Emily.
And anything to say, shout outs or questions for Jordan and Liz?
I'd just like to say happy birthday to our best friend, Allison.
Allison, we've got a lot of Allison shout-outs. I think Allison is in the room, too. Hi.
Hi, my name's Rory. I'm Saray.
Come a little closer to me. My arm only goes so far.
And I wanted to know if you have had, like, a best friend that's been with you your whole life.
I have had a best friend that's been with me my whole life, and she is right here. This is Amy. She's my best friend. And this is Camille and Gabriel. Her 2 children.
What a nice question.
Yes, thank you for asking that.
Do you have such a friend?
Yeah.
Aww.
And hopefully when you're grown and you have kids, you'll be sitting together with your kids like we are. It's wonderful.
Nice. And come on in. Everyone's coming in pairs. It's nice.
My name's Sarah. I'm 13. And I just wanted to say hi to my brother. He's in Chicago right now in grad school.
Excellent. I have a brother in Chicago, too. And what's your name?
My name is Meredith. And I just wanted to ask, do you have, like, a favorite animal?
My favorite animal is my pet cat, Tiger. Yes. He's so cute. He's a little striped, black and gray striped cat.
Love the kitties.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody get a chance? Okay, one more. Tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
It's Nicole.
Oh, that's right.
I want to know what your inspiration was for writing all your music.
My inspiration for writing all my music has been my life. I've had a very interesting life. Not always happy. I got bullied a lot when I was in school. And so I had a lot of emotional struggles that I had to work through to become a happy and independent adult, which I'm still working on. But all of my songs really are about working through painful things that have happened in my past and learning how to put them behind me and just live my life as the happiest person that I can be.
Guys have a good role model in Liz Berlin. And thank you, Liz, and thank you, Girl Scouts, Troop 21111. A binary troop number, almost. If we just...
Not quite.
Almost. Jordan quickly points out. Almost.
Almost. Well, it actually technically could be a binary number because there are only two in it, and binary is just anything that has only two digits.
Right, no
so
zeros.
So if the two represented a one in actual binary and the ones represented zeros, then it could be.
It's like... I'm
a computer science student.
I love it. It's like it's a binary number with a capo.
Yes, it's a binary number with a capo on one.
We have like 3 minutes left.
3 minutes.
Do you think you can do a shorty?
Do I have a three-minute song?
I don't know if you have a three-minute song.
I'll play a song, and then you tell me when to stop, and then I'll make it end.
Oh, okay? Gosh, that's pressure. Thank you for listening to the Saturday Light Brigade today. Excuse my cough. And we're going to close out once again with Liz and Jordan. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. So I think it's time to stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Sing into the mic.
Thank you to Liz. Let's have a big round of applause for them. Liz Berlin.
Thank you.
Jordan Speranza. Join us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.